Our next item is conditional use number 1981, Robert and Julie Norwood.
And Mr. Chairman, this is in my area, and I was in attendance of that public hearing as well. I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1981 for Robert and Julie Norwood for a cleaning service business based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. This business will have little or no impact on neighboring or adjacent properties. There are other small business uses in the area, including doctor's offices, a screen printing company, a lamp store, a small seafood business, and others. Most of these are conditional uses as well. The use will involve use of the existing garage as an office to coordinate the cleaning service, the actual business activities consisting of cleaning and window cleaning occur off-site. For this location along 24 is appropriate for a small business use such as this. No parties appeared in opposition to the conditional use application, and one neighbor supports it. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The use shall be limited to a cleaning service business and offices for such a business. The hours of operation shall be from 8 a.m. through 7 p.m. The entrance, subject to any DLDOT requirements and or approvals, shall be from Rhett's Lane as it currently exists. One lighted sign shall be permitted. The size shall not exceed 32 square feet in size per side. All parking areas for company vehicles and employee vehicles shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site. No mechanical work on any vehicles shall occur on site, and any storage of equipment, cleaning supplies, chemicals, and other items associated with the business shall be located inside of buildings. And the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. And Mr. Chairman, before we subject this to vote, I wanted to add one of the reasons under the one of the following reasons for recommending approval is that although this property is located in a subdivision, the subdivision had made a prior approval. What would you call it?
Provisions
for? Was a designated area for commercial, wasn't it?
Was designated as an area that could be used for commercial. Okay. Reason being is I know, you know, we typically don't like to do any conditional uses inside of a subdivision, so I wanted to clarify why this one stood out from previous ones as well as ones that we might encounter in the future. So that's my motion.
I'll second that motion.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1981, Robert and Julie Norwood, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.